Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Penta made his debut for the WWE on Raw in a match against Chad Gable, and what a fantastic match it was. What a fantastic debut for Penta. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas, and I can honestly tell you that it feels so good in back-to-back weeks for the first time in God knows how long in my life I have watched Monday Night Raw. Well, first of all, I should say that I am blessed to have a loving younger brother that allows me to have access to his Netflix account. I cannot get into the reasons why I shut mine down, but because my youngest brother cares so deeply about me because of all the personal issues I have gone on in life and all the stress and everything I deal with, I can honestly say that every single day I pray and I thank my Lord and Savior to have such a loving younger brother. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been able to watch Raw, and I have enjoyed it. So, I knew for a fact that Penta was coming, and it's not because Adam Pearce teased it the previous week. I just knew it because it had been all over social media. But then again, when you have this thing known as the dirt sheets, am I just supposed to just believe it? No, I just had the feeling. You see, several years ago, I said that if the Lucha Brothers found themselves in WWE, it would be the worst thing ever. Now, this was during the time when Vince McMahon was in charge. Now, with Triple H in charge, there's obviously a different opinion because there's tons of potential. Now, before I get into the specifics about Penta, I should mention that his brother, Rey Fénix, is still in AEW, and things are not going well for him at all. Because of the cryptic tweets that we have read over the last couple of months, supposedly comments about him asking for months for a doctor because of injuries and him being ignored. And I think from what I understand, there was a tweet where he described as AEW as a place of being inhumane. I mean, I don't know exactly what's going through the mind of Rey Fénix, but I can honestly say that it's obvious he is very, very discontent with AEW. And before I did this episode, I was preparing my research notes, it came to light that AEW actually pulled the merch of Rey Fénix. Rey Fénix's merchandise has been pulled from AEW's official shop. And how interesting is it that this comes after Penta makes his debut for the WWE on Monday Night Raw? This is horrible. I gotta tell you, folks, when I first saw the Lucha Brothers when AEW Dynamite was starting in the fall of 2019, And the fact is, I started doing research and research and research on Penta and his brother Rey Fénix and the Lucha Brothers, them two as a tag team known as the Lucha Brothers. My goodness, I realized that these guys are one of the best tag teams in the freaking world. Where the heck have I been? You see, for most of my life, I have been only loyal to the WWE, for a time only to AEW. You see, there was a time where I'm not the fan that I am today. Because today, I'm the pro wrestling fan that follows all the pro wrestling promotions from Japan to TNA Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Major League Wrestling, the WWE, AEW, the National Wrestling Alliance, the independent scene, AAA Lucha Libre, Consejo Mundial de Lucha Libre, All Japan, all of them, Pro Wrestling NOAH. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the sort of pro wrestling fan that wants every promotion to be successful, and I want to follow all of them to the best of my ability. So when in 2020, when the whole you-know-what started and we were all stuck at home, I spent my time studying the Lucha Brothers along with the Briscoe Brothers, you know, studying mainly the Lucha Brothers, all the matches they've had in Mexico and everything like that, specifically Pentagon Jr., because when I was seeing the Lucha Brothers compete in the tournament to crown the inaugural AEW champions, you see, when I got the best glimpse of the Lucha Brothers, my goodness, what an amazing team they are. Rey Fénix and Penta, we could still call him Pentagon Jr., but his WWE name is Penta, but he's still Pentagon Jr. My goodness, these guys are a tremendous tag team. Now, I can honestly say that their time in AEW was certainly very, very respectable. Now, I should honestly say, before I get deep into that, as soon as Rey Fénix's contract with AEW officially expires, there is absolutely zero doubt in my mind that Rey Fénix will immediately sign with the WWE and the Lucha Brothers will officially be reunited. Now, from what I understand, Rey Fénix's contract was supposed to expire the same time as Pentagon Jr.'s, but because Rey Fénix missed time due to injury, they actually added additional months. Now, I believe that Pentagon's contract with AEW actually ended right before December of last year. So that marked the end of Penta's 5-year run with AEW. So, as I said, in Rey Fénix's case, from what I understand, from everything that we've learned, AEW added more months because of the time Rey Fénix missed. And, you know, some companies do that. WWE has done that too, from what I understand. Now, if this was actually reported in September that Fénix's contract had been extended due to injury time. And it was in December when Rey Fénix had started posting these cryptic tweets on Twitter, or, you know, X as it's now called. And like I said, he mentioned that, you know, AEW is a place that is inhumane. And of course, he was ignored for months after requesting a doctor because he was dealing with injuries. And yes, he was in fact dealing with injuries. So from what I understand, Fénix has not been on AEW programming for a very, very, well, I should say for a long time. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how long, but Rey Fénix has not been on AEW programming, and I don't expect him to be on AEW programming at all. I think from now, he's continuing to recover from his injuries, and he's going to set out the rest of his contract, and when it expires, he's going to sign with the WWE. Like I said, the Lucha Brothers will officially be reunited. I do have a strong amount of remorse for Fénix and what he's going through. It's very, very unfortunate, but I continue to pray for Fénix, and I know that things are going to be okay. It's going to be okay. He's going to get through this, and when he signs with WWE, he's going to have a much-needed fresh start. So for now, I'm patient. I'm very patient, and I cannot wait to see the reuniting of the Lucha Brothers. All right. So now, to do kind of a quick rundown of Pentagon Jr.'s super unique and super illustrious career, you know, of course, an extensive and brilliant career with Lucha Libre, AAA, also with Lucha Underground, the stints with the TNA Wrestling, or Impact Wrestling as it was called at the time, of course, Ring of Honor. I mean, the dudes just had a tremendous amount of success everywhere he went, even wrestling for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla in Los Angeles, even making some stops with Major League Wrestling. You know, hey, Pentagon Jr. is a former Impact World Champion, as well as a Lucha Underground Champion. So, yeah, he's done it all. And of course, you know, in his time with AEW, an AEW World Trios Champion, an AEW World Tag Team Champion, and a Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion. And I got to tell you, the day that the Lucha Brothers beat the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, what a match that was. If I remember correct, it was actually in a steel cage. Yeah, I watched it. It was originally they took part in a four-team elimination match, for the shot at the titles. And of course, they basically, the winner would face the Young Bucks in a steel cage match at the 2021 All In, which I remember watching. I was actually watching at a movie theater. So basically, with that match, the Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks in that steel cage match for the AEW World Tag Team Championship, that has got to be possibly the greatest steel cage match I have ever seen. I'm just going to declare it now. The Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers for the AEW World Tag Team Championship at All Out in 2021. The best steel cage match I had ever seen. To be honest with you, it's one of the best matches in the history of AEW. So, Lucha Brothers really gave me a lot in AEW, a lot to look forward to, and I was so excited to see them, and I was so amazed with everything. So I'm really curious to see how things go with them as a tag team in the foreseeable future, but for now, Pentagon is a singles wrestler, and again, we'll see how things go. Now, I've seen a lot of the matches Pentagon's had. I've seen the matches, at Lucha Underground, even the match he had with Chelsea Green and Kairi Sane. I mean, hey, Pentagon Jr. has done it all. All the extensive research and stuff I've watched on YouTube and everything. Man, Pentagon Jr. is just so incredible. Now we get to his match with Chad Gable. Penta versus Chad Gable. Here's something. When I first learned this, there's one particular thing about this match that I learned, okay? And that is Jamie Noble, the former Cruiserweight champion, was actually the one who produced the match. I want to take a moment to give my congratulations and highly critical praise to Jamie Noble. I highly praise Jamie Noble for producing one hell of a fantastic match. I honor Jamie Noble. What a match. That's critical acclaim. So I meant to mention, so when I said critical praise, basically what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to give all the praise I can to Jamie Noble for producing one hell of a match between Penta and Chad Gable. So while I honor Jamie Noble, I honor Triple H, I honor Penta, and I honor Chad Gable, and of course the referee, okay? They all did this as a team. It's teamwork that makes the dream work. So Jamie Noble, my congratulations to you, sir. My congratulations to Penta and to Chad Gable and to everybody that was involved in how this match went down. I am very, very grateful, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Now, you got to give massive, massive props to Chad Gable, especially the way he sold that particular move. And if you saw the match, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But honestly, you have to give Chad Gable all sorts of praise as well, because he has been putting talent over. He has been doing his job to the best of his ability. Chad Gable really is solidifying himself as a very, very reliable and trustworthy worker. But he's been doing that since he's been with the WWE. Now, Chad Gable even put up a tweet about this particular match, which we'll get to. And it ends by saying how he loved his match with Penta. And he basically ends how he said, quote, "I felt so alive," unquote. See, Chad Gable, my God, what a match. Again, that's the way he sold that particular move, and there's one way how Penta sold this particular thing about his knee getting rammed into the turnbuckle. You see, like I said, it takes two to tango in the match. So Penta and Chad Gable were in the ring. They worked together. They did this together. So I am so grateful to both of them. And of course, Jamie Noble. Again, it's basically all about teamwork. They all did it as a team. And speaking of Penta, the merch immediately goes on sale, and I can tell you right now, it doesn't surprise me, okay, but I know for a fact that Penta's merch is flying off the shelf. My God, sales are skyrocketing. And of course, everything you saw, like the promo after that, everything like that we saw with Penta, I mean, my God, the ratings went through the roof. I mean, Everything you see, even on Instagram, whatever, all the views were high. So Penta making Penta's WWE debut, my goodness, it's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And again, the way Chad Gable sold that destroyer, now that was such incredible work. But Chad Gable lately putting talent over, having great matches, you know, being in a good position with the company, Chad Gable deserves a lot of respect. And again, Jamie Noble produced the critically acclaimed match between Penta and Chad Gable. You see, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, teamwork makes the dream work. Zero miedo. Zero miedo. I can honestly say that everybody involved in this match, you know, had zero fear. Zero miedo. Oh, boy. Oh. Chad Gable, you know. And also because Chad Gable is doing a fantastic job, you know. I seriously, eventually this hard work, him putting over talent like that, you know. Honestly, the hard work is gonna be rewarding. So Chad Gable is gonna have something huge coming up in the future. So now, one particular wrestling source on Twitter says that, you know, if Vince McMahon was still in charge, Chad Gable would have been squashed in probably 60 seconds. You see, I'm very, very happy that this match was not one-sided. See, that's what makes the match so good. Chad Gable got a considerable amount of offense on this match. So this match was back and forth. I mean, it was a classic thriller. It was a banger of a match. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. So, yeah. So with Triple H in charge, I'm so glad that we saw Chad Gable and Penta battle it out in a fantastic back-and-forth match. I'm just so happy. So, so happy. So, yeah, we easily spot the differences between Vince McMahon's WWE and what Triple H in charge, but I gotta tell you, you know, the first Monday Night Raw on Netflix was great. This particular one on Monday was amazing as well. I mean, I just get on my knees and I thank God for blessing me with a chance to be watching Monday Night Raw again. And my God, I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Now, you talk about Penta. Now, one particular fan actually expresses a deep amount of remorse for Chad Gable because he explains how Gable went from feuding with Gunther and Sammy for the Intercontinental title, and now now that Chad Gable has basically been, you know, he refers to him as a jobber. Look, Chad Gable has been an absolute standout. So Chad Gable is putting talent over, but again, the hard work, the fact that he's reliable and everything, look, it's gonna come with rewards. So I would hope that because Chad Gable is doing exactly as he's told, he's doing a fantastic job, WWE Creative is gonna have plans for him in the future. So I can honestly hope, but you know, I'm not too concerned about Chad Gable because I think Chad Gable is in good standing with the company. So as far as Chad Gable goes, there's nothing to worry about. It's going to be okay. And at the same time, again, Chad Gable had a great match with Penta. So, you know, there's the credit right there. And because we're never going to forget this fantastic match he had with Penta. So, Chad Gable is in good standing. Shoosh! Oh, I love that. The Alpha Academy. The Alpha Academy concept was so entertaining. Chad Gable going, shoosh! Oh, I love Chad Gable. I love that guy. But anyway, so you see, like, everybody asks me, what did I love most about Penta's debut? Was it the entrance, the ring gear, the match, the promo at the end? To be honest with you, all of it. All of it. All of it combined is the debut. The entrance, the gear, hey, even the entrance music. The way he just walked to the ring, the match, I mean, everything. There was everything about the debut, I loved it. So the debut as a whole, as far as Penta goes, I loved it, absolutely. So there's nothing about the debut that I thought was negative. So, oh boy. So of course, you know, his family was actually at ringside on the first row, and of course, we get, I'm not sure how to put it, but we get like a shot of this girl crying. And of course, you know, we all come to realize that that's Penta's daughter. And I already had a feeling. I knew that his family would be there. So, you know, his family was there. He cuts the promo, and of course, he's happy to be here. He's excited, and the pop he got. I mean, you know, I'll be honest. You know, I got a little bit of tears in my eyes too. You know, seeing his daughter cry, seeing his family be there for his WWE debut. I mean, you see, it's just basically goes that love and support from family means a lot to an individual. Family is important. So, yeah. It was great to see his family be there. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, for his daughter crying, I mean, hey. I mean, she watched her dad debut for the WWE. Hey. And she was there when it happened. I mean, in a fantastic match. So, what an experience. What an experience. But Pentagon Jr. certainly has a bright future with a company. So, and, you know, right now we're honestly wondering, you know, how he's, you know, right now, again, until his brother, whatever the future holds in store for Rey Fénix. I mean, we all know Rey Fénix is not going to re-sign with AEW. Rey Fénix is going to join his brother in WWE. So until then, Penta is a singles wrestler. So as far as storylines and feuds, building in the time that Rey Fénix joins his brother, I mean, who knows? I mean, to be honest with you, could you imagine if we actually have a feud between Rey Fénix and Penta in the WWE? So that doesn't necessarily mean that the Lucha Brothers will reunite, but I do believe that when Rey Fénix arrives, the way I see it is they're likely going to reunite the Lucha Brothers, and eventually it could come down to a feud. It could be Penta as the heel and Rey Fénix as the face, or vice versa. But I shouldn't say I know for a fact. This is just my gut feeling, but I do believe Rey Fénix will sign with the WWE once his contract with AEW is finally done. The Lucha Brothers will reunite. They'll run around as a tag team for a while because they're great as a tag team. And eventually, Triple H is going to decide, okay, these two need to go their separate ways. I mean, we all thought the Usos would never kind of split, but hey, Jey Uso with the whole Yeet thing, hey, it's still entertaining. So, yeah, so there's lots of potential as far as Penta goes, and of course, him reuniting with his brother in WWE. There's a lot. Although I did wonder at first if the Lucha Brothers were to go to WWE, especially in the era of Triple H, would they immediately go to the main roster, or would they work at NXT? Well, some would say that the Lucha Brothers, and you know, they would deserve better than NXT. But then again, I do not want to bury NXT. I mean, NXT is great. NXT is amazing. But you know, I really believe, you know, that there's certainly a lot of potential out there, you know, in the foreseeable future. So, but, you know, as far as storyline and feuds, I mean, hey, if you're listening on Spotify on your mobile phone, let me know in the comments some teams and some wrestlers that Penta could feud with as a single star. And if the Lucha Brothers are reunited, who could the Lucha Brothers feud with in the future? So let me know. I'm always curious to know. But right now, I cannot express how excited I am about this, because, you know, watching his debut, nothing but praise. But that praise to everybody, to Triple H, to everybody involved. So WWE is slowly but surely getting better. Now, when will Rey Fénix officially make his WWE debut? To be honest with you, it would not surprise me if Rey Fénix made his WWE debut following WrestleMania. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But I'm not sure exactly when Rey Fénix's AEW contract will officially expire. Again, the added months due to injury time. But right now, if I were to take a wild guess, make a very, very wild prediction, I truly believe that Rey Fénix's debut with the WWE would be following WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Ringside Chaos wherever you get your podcast. So please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com WWE.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.